disagree. Cause when the madman flicks a switch, the nuclear will go for me. See the point, cause there's so much food here today that no one wants to take away.
Welcome to episode number 177 of The Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. And, you know, in life, it is inevitable to experience change. And so the best you can do is try and direct the change as becoming positive or suffer negative change. But in this announcement, it's extremely positive. Got a new regular co-host, a man who is well known to all listeners of RBN, a man who has endeared himself to the heart of the legendary Jim Fetzer and many, many others. And like David Bowie, he's about to change his identity, much like Ziggy Stardust became the Thin White Duke. Well, let me now introduce Paul from California, now that he's with the big boys late night and can speak free. California Paul, here he is. Paul, welcome. I'm glad we could work out a deal that you'll be a regular co-host. Going to really up the game of this show.
Wow. Well, I couldn't be coming in on a better episode. 177. I really, really like that number for some reason. And I'm happy to announce to everybody that this is my first incarnation on the radio as what you said, California Paul, probably a much better version. I mean, let's face it, Paul from California was a little uncouth, a little unpolished, perhaps a little unrefined, ruffled some feathers, but you and I are going to do our best to not upset the SPLC or the ADL because we don't want matzo balls all over the floor when we knock over their cart. Do we now?
Well, you know, what's funny, Paul, is we met, what's going on, 5 years ago, and we both used to call in to the legendary Professor Jim Fetzer and got to be friends off air, and we regularly communicate and BS about things that real white men do. And it's funny, I was thinking about this when we talked the last few weeks about bringing you on, and it's an honor to have you as a regular co-host, is that this is classically like the old Goldie Bears and the three Goldilocks and the Three Bears, where you found a bed that was too small, you found one that was too big, and this plays to all your strengths, and you don't have to hold back. It's late night, Sunday night, so we can do what we need to do, and it's going to be great. So with that in mind, is there anything, got anything on your mind opening statement-wise, or else we'll dive into the clips?
Yeah, well, I can't wait to, you know, I took a look at some of the clips. And by the way, all you listeners out there, I'll have you know that this man here prepares for a show, okay? He puts in time, and, you know, don't try this at home. But yes, I do have an announcement to make. It's a F-U announcement, okay? The letter F and the letter U, they mean a certain something. And my FU for today is FU Travis Kelce. Now, for all of you out there who don't know who Travis Kelce is, that's okay, but he's a fairly well-known tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's quite a good player. Right. And I've now seen him a couple of times doing a vaccine pimping commercial for Pfizer, okay, where he puts on, of all things, a purple Band-Aid, you know, and he looks at the camera with this nice little sly smile and a wink, like, do your part and get your shot, right? And I had not seen this ad before today. Of course, I was nauseated. and it just reminds me of how disgusting a sellout really is, no matter whether he believes it or not, no matter whether he's gotten the shot or not. I do not know, but I have my suspicions, similar to a certain someone named Donald Trump, who also pimped the vaccine and showed us that he's getting the shot and that we should do it too and do our part. So, opening the show, F you, Travis Kelce, and your reaction, sir.
Well, that is an excellent point. And are you aware of why he's suddenly an A-list celebrity influencer? Did you see who he's now dating?
Actually, no, I don't keep up with that stuff. Do tell.
Taylor Swift. I don't know if you looked into this at all, but she is a mainstream Satanist. I mean, I played clips the past few months of people who attended those kind of parties, like that the final movie what's the name of the guy who did this? Is bad. I'm getting old. 2001: A Space Odyssey, and he's famous director, Jewish dude.
Oh, so you're talking about Eyes Wide Shut, the movie, right?
Yes, that's where I'm going with it. Right. So these are people, Stanley Kubrick, exactly. So these are people who have attended those parties in real life, and they exist, and they are regular. And supposedly Taylor Swift bombs around half in the bag on whatever drug or whatever alcohol or whatever combination. She's spilling blood, drinking blood down her dress, and this is a person who sounded very believable having witnessed it. So that's why Travis Kelce is now the new getting his 15 minutes of celebrity A-list, because he's the big oaf, and he's actually a very sharp guy and a great athlete, but he's buying his way into something very dark. I hope he understands what he's getting into.
Yeah, oh my God. Taylor Swift, the icon of American motherhood, right? Apple pie, Taylor Swift, and Chevrolet.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, you set up the first clip that you had brought up. You know, someday we'll have to talk about what really drives Brother Nathaniel Kapner. He's an interesting cat, to be sure. Sam, could you cue up clip number 15? But, Paul, you mentioned that this clip came out a few days ago, maybe a couple weeks, actually. Wow, actually, it's already September 24th. Anyway, so this is Brother Nathaniel Kapner's take on good old Donald J. Trump and being so proud of Warp Speed, and now Donald J. Trump discussing the Scamdemic 2.0. So here we go. Here's Brother Nathaniel.
Remember Operation Warp Speed? It was Trump's brilliant scheme to get the deadly vax into everyone's bloodstream as fast as you can scream. And yes, Trumpster put a Jew, David Aaron Kessler, who morphed into Biden's COVID task force, in charge of his COVID-19 response team. Kessler did a real swell trademark Yiddish job for Trump by matching Big Pharma with the U.S. military to produce, supply, and deploy the deadly vax. Oy, 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 it had Trump cavilling and bursting with joy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. I'm honored to welcome doctors, scientists, industry executives, and state and local leaders to our historic Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Summit. It's been some journey for all of us. It's been an incredible success. We're grateful to be joined by Vice President Mike Pence, who has done an absolutely incredible job on the coronavirus task force. Mike, thank you. Stand up, Mike. Great job.
Yes, Mr. Prez, Pence got that deadly vax all for you in front of our faces every single day. And now, we've got hell to pay.
We are the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. Today, we're on the verge of another American medical miracle. And that's what people are saying. People that aren't necessarily big fans of Donald Trump are saying, whether you like him or not, this is one of the greatest miracles in the history of modern day medicine, or any other medicine, any other age of medicine.
I kind of just like plain aspirin. I get headaches listening to this bullshit. Trump pushed a medical miracle that skipped the trials, then caused our immune systems to attack our healthy body tissues instead of protecting them.
American companies were the first to produce a verifiably safe and effective vaccine. Together, we will defeat the virus, and we will soon end the pandemic, and we will save millions and millions of lives, both in our country and all over the world.
Of course, it's verifiably safe and effective. The Jew at CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said so. I'm quite sure her Jewish replacement, Mandy Cohen, will say the same for COVID 2.0. Let's say, which it isn't, it is a medical miracle, but to mandate it, that's Jewish tyranny.
As a result of this unprecedented investment, we are exceedingly proud that both Pfizer and Moderna have announced that their vaccines are approximately 95% effective, which is a number that nobody expected to be able to get to.
Far, which is a lie.
Anything that really we, that anybody thought. We went out and we said, what do you think a maximum would be? And I think doctors, we all came up to the conclusion that something like that would be really incredible.
It's a beautiful percentage, a beautiful vaccine, and yes, beautifully incredible. So very beautifully incredible that children, pregnant women, teenagers, athletes, and adults got myocarditis, miscarriages, strokes, brain damage, and deaths. Now, suddenly, Trump has a change of heart.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yeah. More about the ballot box, not about a toxic vax.
These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with.
Same people you're groveling at to get their vote, Mr. Trump.
But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words, we will not comply.
We did comply. We are complying right now. We are complying by allowing Biden's slew of Jews all over the place to steal and molest our freedoms, wealth, property, elections, children, and guns. We are complying by paying outrageous prices at the gas pump and for goods, housing, and health care, despite no one getting a raise. But what's good for the goose, Jews, is bad for the goys. And that's the kicker. Call them the American boob. Call them the sheeple. Call them the hoi polloi. I call them the dumb goys. The Jews just love it that way. The goy is their toy. The goy will kick, complain, get on the internet and commit. But he'll soon be fear-fraught. Wear a mask and get a booster shot.
They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system.
I guess that's enough. I think we get the point, Paul. So, I mean, what are your thoughts? That's too much, man. That's just too much.
Well, yeah, so multiple thoughts. So first of all, it's okay, which Donald Trump are we getting, right? One who tells us that these people, right, the ones who brought us, well, you know, my reaction is, ones who brought us, what are you talking about? You presided over the lockdowns. You presided over warp speed. You presided over the handing of billions of dollars to Jewish pharmacy companies. Now, I don't know about you, Giuseppe, but I studied a little bit of history, and I think pharmaceutical comes from pharmakos, from the Greek, and that means to F you up. Okay?
Yep,
think
exactly
about that
right.
For a second. There's a thread going all the way from 500-600 years ago from when Martin Luther told you, don't go to Jewish doctors, they will poison you. It's like, how consistent do we need to be? And here's this man who has the colossal nerve to talk about they this and they that. I know the Trump supporters are coming. I welcome your call. And please, when you comment on how great the gas prices were or how Trump built like some ice skating rink below budget and all that stuff, just remember this. when you first call in, please ask, can you hear me? Am I on? I want you to do that just to warm my heart. All right.
That's good. Now, Paul, it seems to me that two of the most obvious, you know, as it's laid out in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which used to be called the Plan by people like J. Cray Scott, Milivicus Scott's grandfather when he wrote the book Hidden Government back in the 50s. There seems to me there's two controlled operators that are above all others right now, Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know what comparisons or correlations we can draw between the two of them, but I think that we can both say safely, you and I and many others, that they are really not who we're presented with. In other words, this idea of Elon Musk has been dealt with by many, many people. I'm not doing anything but jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
That there's many questionable things about his background, who his parents were, you know, how he came into this money. Has he really done what it is that he's alleged to have done, been this business tycoon? And the same thing with Donald Trump. We've all heard the stories about how he declared bankruptcy, needed to be bailed out, so on and so forth. But here's what I do know, okay? I could consider Donald Trump, if he was to ever walk back what he did with the vaccine, if he was to ever say to us, you know what, I was misled. I don't really, support right now any COVID vaccination. I think that they're beyond questionable. In fact, I think they were injurious. And I want to apologize to the American people for ever having been on the side of pushing this COVID vaccine program. Now, if he was to do that and be like what I would call a genuine human being that I could perceive him to be, okay, then there's a possibility that I would consider him. But I believe, just like you, he's a phony. And that if he lied to us about taking the shot, which I firmly believe he did, I don't have proof, but I firmly believe he faked getting a vaccine, what does that say about what kind of human being that is?
Oh, well stated. Absolutely. The other big news this week, California, Paul, is that Republican House representative, their testicles temporarily dropped, and they called the despicable dual citizen parasite Moshe Garfinkel, who has renamed himself like an Eastern Martha Vineyard blue blood, Merrick Garland, and they didn't serve him up softballs. They actually started to call him out and ask him some tough questions, and typically, whenever you confront a Zionist and you back him into a corner, what are they going to do? They're going to pull out the biggest lie there is, which is the Holocaust. Oh, the poor Jew in the Holocaust. So, Sam, if you could cue up clip number five, this is a rare instance where Moshe Garfinkel, a.k.a. Merrick Garland, says Trump supporters need to be jailed to prevent a second Holocaust, and continues to whine about the Holo-hoax. Here we go.
That is what we do. All of us recognize that with this work comes public scrutiny, criticism, and legitimate oversight. These are appropriate and important given the matters and the gravity of the matters that are before the department. But singling out individual career public servants who are just doing their jobs is dangerous. Particularly at a time of increased threats to the safety of public servants and their families. We will not be intimidated. We will do our jobs free from outside influence, and we will not back down from defending our democracy. Third, I want to explain why we approach our job in this way. The Justice Department was founded in the wake of the Civil War and in the midst of Reconstruction, with the first principal task of bringing to justice white supremacists and others who terrorize black Americans to prevent them from
actually
exercising
that was Jews,
their civil
Merrick,
rights.
Not white supremacists. It was
justice
Jews.
The Justice Department's job then and now is to fulfill the promise that it is at the foundation of our democracy. The law will treat each of us alike. That promise is also why I am here. My family fled religious persecution in Eastern Europe
started the
20th
century.
My grandmother was one of five children, born in what is now Belarus, made it to the United States, as did two of her siblings. The other two
did not. Aren't we,
Those two were killed in the Holocaust.
Oh, the Holocaust. Oh.
Little doubt that but for America, the same thing would have happened to my grandmother.
Oh, he's tearing up. Oh, America. Oh, poor guy.
Under the protection of our laws, she was.
That may be it. Wow, what a piece of shit Jew parasite that clown is. You know, Paul, it's funny that he talks about equality under the law, and yet here's the guy who sent in Department of Homeland Security / FBI SWAT teams to a local school board meeting in Northern Virginia to try and intimidate decent white parents who didn't want these child grooming, child raping queers and homos destroying the lives of their innocent children. But all of a sudden, oh, Moshe, oh, the Holocaust, oh, the Holocaust. I'm so sick of these evil parasites whining about something that didn't even occur. Your thoughts?
Well, in the great words of former Professor Norman Finkelstein, a member of the tribe himself, but probably a decent guy as well as a critical thinker, on his toboggan slide out of his tenured professorship, he actually said, if we have all these survivors of the Holocaust, who exactly did the Germans kill? You know, that's a good question.
That's a really great question. And so what's interesting, Paul, is that the heat is actually on, and a lot of it has, of course, been the work truth-telling stations like Republic Broadcasting, Speak Free, Revolution Radios, Renegade Broadcasting, and others have been just pushing, as well as National Vanguard and so many others. And word of mouth is really spreading about what the Jew has done, and you got to take a look at the international organized Jewry with an incredible jaundiced eye. The other big thing that happened this week, as I monitor the news, is we got our first taste of absolute psychopathy, Orwellian 1984, when that bizarre crack-smoking psychopath, former New Zealand prime minister who got the Peter Principle kicked up. She was probably going to be hanged by those Kiwis when they started to figure out what she'd actually done to that country. And instead, she gets a fellowship at Harvard. She's some type of World Economic Forum, UN operative. I'm not exactly sure what she's supposed to be doing.
Right.
But she gave a speech this week where she ridiculously, absurdly claims as a leader, of course she's a leader, that the only way to free speech is to censor free speech. Please play clip number two, Sam.
This week we launched an initiative alongside companies and nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address. Sadly, I think it's easy to dismiss this problem as one in the margins. I can certainly understand the desire to leave it to someone else. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. But while I cannot tell you today what the answer is to this challenge, I can say with complete certainty that we cannot ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value. After all, how do you successfully end a war if people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal but noble? How do you tackle climate change if people do not believe it exists? How do you ensure the human rights of others are upheld when they are subjected to hateful and dangerous rhetoric and ideology? The weapons may be different, but the goals of those who perpetuate them is often the same: to cause chaos and reduce the ability of others to defend themselves, to disband
Damn
communities,
right.
to collapse the collective strength of countries who work together. But we have an opportunity here to ensure that these particular weapons of war do not become an established part of warfare. In these times, I'm acutely aware of how easy it is to feel disheartened. We are facing many battles on many fronts. But there is cause for optimism, because for every new weapon we face, there is a new tool to overcome it. For every attempt to push the world into chaos is a collective conviction to bring us back to order. We have the means. We just need the collective will.
So she's essentially saying, Paul, that that people who are telling the truth about the scamdemic, about the bubonic Jew jab, about the Jews who have taken over the United States government and are prosecuting a war against Russia because of a blood libel that began in the 19th century when the then Russian Tsar and Kaiser Wilhelm and his Prime Minister Otto von Bismarck cock-blocked the Zionists of the day and the banking elites of the day from creating their one world banking system. Then they swore they would destroy Germany, which they sadly have succeeded at, and they're still going at Russia. And so that deranged, crack smoking a psychopath is essentially saying that people who tell the truth, we have new weapons, censorship weapons that we can use, but we have to have the collective will. So the only way we can give you free speech, Goyim, is to take away your free speech. I mean, of all the absurdities, of all the Orwellian nonsense, this thing, I mean, it doesn't look like a woman. I don't know if it's a man, but it's a thing. Jacinda Ardern is just, I mean, over the top insane, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Well, it was hard to figure out what the heck she was talking about, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I wanted to go, I'm sorry, were you saying something? You know, thing, of course, is absurd on its face. I mean, and there's no stopping what's coming, okay? The hoax train is coming down the tracks, and they're just trying to fight it with these pathetic, you know, laws. In my opinion, and I know we talked about this, and I've stated it on other shows as well, I called in this weekend to Chris's show on Saturday, because he was talking about what these sort of misguided and probably fed and probably Jewish infiltrated Goyim Defense League guys are doing with their antics down there in Florida, and they're going to get this hate crime legislation passed, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I don't really care. I'm sorry. I don't give a damn if they pass any legislation or not. I almost feel like I want them to. Like, go ahead, get it over with, just so we can see clearly what it is you are and who we are. And I'm one of those people, I've tried to make it clear before, this talk about free speech is just what I call, alternative speak, right, or code speak for word-added power. Okay. In other words, it's all about who has power, because I guarantee you that if I was in power, that white men had power again, there wouldn't be no free speech. Okay. The minute somebody said, oh, diversity is our greatest strength, death penalty. Okay. The minute somebody held up a sign that said, refugees welcome in the camps, okay, I would have no free speech. So you know what? I don't blame these tykes, can I say that word, for not wanting free speech. Okay. If I was these vile kikes trying to poison us, trying to genocide us, trying to racially mix us out of existence, I wouldn't want us to speak up about it either. All right.
Oh, what a great first half hour. California Paul has indeed brought the good. Stay tuned after these breaks. We'll continue on with clips, and then hour two, we'll take your calls after these messages.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
About black men, big dick pretension. I got so brave, I screwed 10, lost my discretion. Sex objects reduced to, I just don't give a fuck. I'm grinding on Dindu. Oh, Londa, oh, I kissed a boy. So wrong, my kids aren't white. Domestic violence tonight. I kissed a boy and I liked it.
All right, yeah, welcome back. That is I Kissed a Groid and I Liked It by Goyim Goddess. I got to say, I'm really happy with this new gold mine of incredible creativity by white nationalists in mocking and tearing apart the Satanist goal of the one world government, of the racial miscegenation, of enslaving us with these social credit scores. A lot of clever creatives are stepping up, and we're going to be playing them each week. So, Paul, how did you like I Kissed a Groid and I Liked It?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. I wanted to jump in and give my assessment of this. Please, all you listeners out there, do not watch that video. Listen to the words, but if you don't want to throw up whatever you've recently eaten, do not watch that video, I Kissed a Groid. Even though I agree with your assessment of Sinead's talent, I really think that Goyim Goddess does some great work over the years, but I don't think those set of images on that video are appropriate for any white person to see. I'm sure you can agree.
Yeah, that was painful to watch. I agree. And another thing that's not painful, though, is to support republicbroadcasting.org, because this is literally the house that Stat Miller built. And tragically, almost 2 years ago, he passed too early. And the noble people behind the scenes pulled together, found some ways to keep the station going. But, you know, there's certain charismatic individuals like John Statmiller who can shake the tree and make it rain money. And so, but now it's tougher. This is a collective effort, but not in a communist way, goddammit. And so, if you can support RBN, if you're a trust fund baby or you did well in the crypto years past, give them $100 a month, set it up as a subscription, because if they know what their cash flow is about, it's that much easier to run a business. And this is a business, independent truth media, a worldwide radio station, 24/7, 365 days a year, and it costs money. I mean, they innovatively broadcast on one of those big old school 14-foot satellite dishes, and there's a lot of clever ways they're getting the word out, but it takes money. And another way to support the station is go to the store. I mean, the RBN store has 40, 50 excellent products, and I'll tell you what, that Wild Pastures protein, when you order some and you cook it and you taste it, it's like, what the hell have I been eating from the big box grow? This is real meat. This is real chicken. So anyway, please support RBN. Otherwise, one day it may not be here anymore, and that would be a dark day indeed. All right, Paul. So yeah, those images of the racial miscegenation and the violence of the groids against innocent white women. I guess not too innocent if they're getting involved with them. But the other big thing that's been cooking lately, well, actually, this will tie in better, Sam, if you could cue up clip number 13. There's a brilliant Australian guy named Thomas Sewell. Someday I got to get him on a show. And he has an excellent soliloquy, insightful, on how the Jews use their power, which ties into the lying parasite, Merrick Garland, and these other topics we've been talking about. And this is really, really lucidly distilled down to how it all works. So check this out.
Jews use institutional power to silence white people. And the white people that they try to silence the most fervently are the people and organizations that point out Jewish power, Jewish institutional power. They control our media. They control our banking and financial system. They control our governments through lobbying. This is not just an Australian issue. This is not just a British issue or a mainland European issue or an American issue. This is the whole world. The seat of power of the world is between the synagogue of Satan in Washington and the synagogue of Satan at Wall Street. These two seats of power, controlled by a cabal of Jews in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and the Jews that are present in the United States and the city of London and everywhere else for that matter. These networks and groups of criminals, of fraudsters, of shysters, of Jews get together and they coerce governments, they coerce political parties, they coerce businesses, they coerce the media, and lastly, they have such institutional control over things like foreign policy, where they can coerce wars and the public perception around wars. They coerce the police. They can make the police, they can change the laws, they can control the courts. They are judges, they are lawyers, they are lobbyists. There is a group in Israel that have so much power in the US that they have received literally trillions of dollars in aid from the United States and trillions of dollars in aid from Germany and France and Britain over the years. These people have extorted trillions of dollars out of our economy like parasites, and they use that money to then extort more. It's a racket. And then you've got these little kikes here in Australia that have such influence and control that they can coerce the media, they can lobby parliamentarians, which really just means parasite cowards. They can lobby them and influence them into trying to change the laws in this country to make it illegal to speak out against their power and their corruption and their evilness. And when I use the word Jew, I don't mean the random Shlomo that runs a bakery or a Jewish butcher, or, you know, I don't mean the random dentist, although he probably goes to synagogue with these people. When I say Jew, I mean the powerful establishment of Jews. That's what I'm talking about. They're not necessarily Zionists, but they have power. They have institutional power over us. And there are white people that side with these Jews. When you dare point out that Jews are ruling over us and that we must rule over ourselves, there are white people who are spiritual Jews who will side with the so-called poor, oppressed Jews that control everything, that control basically the whole world. And people will say, oh, but what about this CEO? They're not Jewish. What about this one person on the board? They're not Jewish. Or what about this Supreme Court judge? That one's not Jewish. You don't need to control 100% of something in order to have control over it. You know, there are many different ways at which you can achieve control. When you're talking about, you know, boards, you know, directors, when you're talking about party politics, lobbies, often you only need to control swing seats or swing states or swing votes. You know, 10 or 15 or 20% of a board being Jewish means 100% Jewish control. Because if you've got 20% of a board or 30% of a board operating congruently with each other, you've got them with fixed goals when they're operating in one direction and the rest of the group, the rest of the directors or whatever it may be, if they are divided in their opinions, then 20% or 30% is the majority. It is a power block. It's a branch stack. It's a power block. That's how these things work.
All right. That's exactly right, Paul. And that's exactly what the vile parasite Larry Finkelstein, Larry Fink, does with BlackRock. That's exactly what that vile kike Mortimer Lipschitz does with Vanguard. And of course, that's what I'm not sure what the name of the Jew is who runs State Street, but it's the same thing. They get their 3, 4, 5, 8, 10% voting block and they're unified and everybody else. So I'll tell you what, Tom Sewell is a sharp, sharp man. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, just like you said, more and more people are waking up, and it's just one of those things where, you know, all you have to do is start to look around, open your eyes, put the, you know, dots together. And again, I just had a random conversation just a few days ago with somebody, you know, just another white guy, working guy, and, you know, this, that, and the other came up, and the next thing you know, he's telling me about the Jews. And I'm just smiling, and I'm laughing. I'm going, you know, I didn't educate him. I didn't bring it up. And he's going, yeah, well, you know, historically, this is what they're known for and blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing, okay? It's like so many people have said, it's a train coming down the track, and I can't wait till it starts to run them over because, you know, Leo Frank had it coming. It's one of those things. It's inevitable. We didn't ask for this conflict. My God, I'm one of those people, and there's people that take issue with me, because let's face it, I have an aggressive tone, there's violent undertones to what I say, okay? Right. I'm a really good and I'm a decent guy, but if you don't have in your heart some violent opinions about what's going on in the world, there's something wrong with you, okay? Because I got news for you. We have ancestors. This is what I've heard, okay? We have forebears, okay? White Christian civilization going back a very long time. Right? We had to defend against the Moors. We had to defend against the Persians. We had to defend against the Mongols and the Huns and blah, blah, blah. And I bet you right now, there were some people that used violence back then in order to survive, and that we're here today because of this. So if you think for some, you know, in your deluded mind, that somehow being nice guys and taking the high road and all this other nonsense, or talking about what kind of article is on countercurrents, okay, oh, that's a significant thing. No, there's nothing significant in print that's going to take place that's going to save us, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's a good thing that more and more people are waking up, and more people, like the tone of this guy, he sounded angry, and I'm sorry to say that's a good thing. It's unfortunate, but that's the world we live in.
Excellent, excellent, excellent observation. And that's just it. If you don't have rage about this, not unbridled rage that you do something stupid, but focused rage like a laser that lets you see when the moment is right and you realize that we do have the numbers and the people whose children have been destroyed because they secretly groomed and converted the little Johnny into Janie or little Janie into Johnny, they need to be held accountable, and they need to be experienced the code of Hammurabi, since, as Thomas Sowell and others have observed, that the judiciary is not our vehicle for justice. So speaking of transgenderism, Sam, if you could cue up clip number 12, there's a guy, I met him a couple months ago. I knew of him, but I never talked to him. He was on my show. I've had a couple of off-show conversations with him. He's a driven guy, self-taught, highly intelligent, incredibly motivated. And that, I'm speaking, of course, Michael the Truth Machine Weaver, who is was just on with Dave Gahari last week on Dave's show, and he's coming back to our show. I should have him on this show so you can get to meet him, Paul. But check out this quote about who is behind transgenderism, and of course, he nails it 100%.
Today, we're outside the Bartow County Courthouse. This is Michael Weaver live. Who is behind the rise in transgenderism? All Jews. This is a public service announcement. Okay, I skipped this car. It says, warning, don't touch my shit.
So he's out flyering for those wondering what.
So you're educating people. Also, these Bible verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. The Jews who killed the Lord Jesus. And you notice that pastors and churches omit that passage. They never talk about it in church. Are they scared of the synagogue of Satan? I'm not. This is Michael Weaver telling you to keep fighting and to destroy evil. Have a good day.
So, Paul, this really is the eternal battle of good versus evil, is it not?
Well, as many people have said already, it's been written about for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. I think we have all the information and knowledge that we need. It's just a matter of enough people getting together and coming up with what is it we can do, what is it we can, formulate in our own mind some sort of plan to, at the very minimum, defend ourselves. The one thing you mentioned, I'll add on to this, of course, you talked about transgenderism. You know, that's just the most recent of their offenses. The fact that there are, in my opinion, I don't have the stats, but I'm willing to bet you right now, there are millions upon millions of dead white babies who died in their cribs going back many, many decades from sudden infant death syndrome. And we have to come up with a new thing because it's like sudden infant poisoned by Jews syndrome, because gullible parents believed that something that comes out of a needle from the medical establishment is going to make your child safe from disease. I wish you and I together are on the same page of this. If I could do one thing, it would completely destroy the entire medical establishment and rebuild it.
Yeah, you know, it's spelled B-I-G-P P-H-A-R-M-A, but the P is silent, and it's pronounced Big Harma. And it literally is just going back to the Rockefeller snake oil lunacy and deception with those vile kikes, the Flexnor twins, the phony doctors. They weren't medical doctors. They were just highly paid propagandists and gaslighters. Then they destroyed what was once in the United States a thriving parallel system to Rockefeller's allopathic corporate bullshit. And what it was Western natural herbology, homeopathy, and just natural healing. And they wiped that all out, which is the only way you can live a healthy life is naturally. Go ahead, please.
I'll add for you and for the listeners to put a finer point on it, if any of you people out there don't know. If they were successful in closing down about 75 schools, in other words, we had a very well-established, as you alluded to, Giuseppe, a naturopathic and a homeopathic tradition in this country, including many, many fine schools, and they were able to shut those down in complete favor of so-called allopathy. So that's no small task. Many, many things they've done, again, are not easy to accomplish, but they are determined, right, to undermine not just our health, but our entire society.
Absolutely. Now, one of the most bizarre things, and when are our dear English friends and brothers and sisters going to wake up and take down that government and take back their country? They still have enormous numbers of a white majority, but the vile Jew parasites who run that country, and yet as far as a percent of the actual United Kingdom population, the Jew is like 0.001. It's just ridiculously low. But of course, that's the city of London, and that is where the Rothschilds headquarter. But they started about a month ago. I saw this ridiculous clip with the BBC is starting a series of a gaslighting lies, claiming that it was blacks throughout British history who really did all the history of England, when of course we all know it's white. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 8. And so then I found this ridiculously deranged African sheboon dressed up like a new age cosmic princess, wearing a veil with little gemstones on it, and listen to the nonsense that's coming out of her mouth. That blacks created.
This is Prophetess Mary Tama, the Queen of the Northern Kingdom. I have a message for every Caucasian or white person who happens to live in the United Kingdom. Your time of tormenting and intimidating people like me is over. No more will you look at me and ask me that, where did you come from? It's an abomination and it's wrong, because I am a native of this land. This is my country. This is the land of my forefathers. Hundreds of years ago, there were blackamoors, black people who ruled this land. The first man in Britain was Chedaman, a black man. When you go to Africa, who asks you, where did you come from? Do not claim that land. This is our land. This is my land. The time of you intimidating us is over. We are the originals of the United Kingdom. This is...
That's it, Sam. Paul, if ever there was nonsense with this sheboon talking about they created it, anyone who does actual revisionist historical research understand that the whites coming out of the Middle East of the same ilk as the white Jesus the Christ had a massive pilgrimage several millennia ago, and that the whites arrived there, and that was the Celtic tradition. And to say that the Moors created Britain is just offensive to me.
Well, I've actually seen this clip. So, yeah, anybody who wants to, all you have to do is look at what this this thing looks like and is dressed like to just mock. I'm not saying that all blacks deserve the 7-Eleven. No, this is a great line that's coming up. Deserve the 7-Eleven treatment that one guy got at the hands of those righteous-based Indians, but a lot of them do.
I cut you off. Sorry, that was a good line. You're right.
That's all right. Yeah, and I would endorse that treatment for this thing. But But she makes a very important point. It's the point that I've made, and I owe all my my mindset to William Pierce. So, like I said, for all you listeners, you want to understand where I'm coming from, put 100 hours into William Pierce and then add another 50 to 100 hours more, because literally that's what I have into listening to William Pierce. And what he talked about was territory. And she's talking about, yeah, this is our land and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? That's their mindset. Okay, and so if we can't get it in our heads that we have to defend our land and our territory against them, then we're going to lose, and it's only going to be because of the Jewish mind virus that's been implanted in us that is undermining our racial cohesion. And nothing makes me angrier than that.
Oh, well said. You know, it's funny that the Rothschilds many centuries ago burned down all the great cathedrals of what was Christian controlled England, and that's how they founded the city of London. Well, you know, turnabout is fair play, and it's time for the people of England. You can't vote your way out of it. You thought, oh yeah, Brexit, we're out. We want our independence. Voting's enough. You know what? It's not enough, because it's all controlled. You need to have your testicles drop. Once again, you used to be badasses, you Brits. You need to burn the city of London to the ground. You need to drive out all the Africans and the Middle Eastern and the Punjabis and the Pakis. They all need to go back to where they belong, and you need to set an example for the rest of the world, much as you did about 1,200 years ago with the Magna Carta. Well, it's up to you to do it again. You have to set an example. Take your country back. White nationalist Britain is the only hope for your future. So I hope you somehow you find enough nationalists in the military, enough nationalists within your various law enforcement, and it's time to take care of business and burn that city of London to the ground. All right.
Oh my God, so, you Fed poster. Oh my God, you Fed poster.
Well, that's not a Fed posting, because it's outside this country. We obey the laws here in the United States.
That's what I respect about you. And also, too, I'm going to shout out to a Saturday host, Janice Barcelo, who, in my opinion, has more balls than probably half the hosts on RBN.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever heard her, Giuseppe.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, she talks about getting them off of the planet. She said it many times, and every time I hear it, I go, that's the kind of thinking that we need. You know, getting them off the planet. I mean, nothing could be more clear. But I'd settle for maybe, for example, diving boards over active volcanoes, and let's, get them to, you know, take the plunge. You know, that'll work for me.
Yep. Yeah, I think what I suggested to our Brit friends is so delicious, because it strikes the root, right? You burn the city of London to the ground, you take back your country. That opens it up for everybody else. So we need our Brits to be heroes. All right. There's a severe London lightning storm right over Producer Sam's location on the eastern United States. So if the signal drops, you'll know why. But otherwise, stay tuned for hour number two, when we'll open up the phone lines and get your opinion on what we discuss in hour one.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.